This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
Hey, Bridget, coming up just a few weeks off, we've got the Catholic Radio Indy annual dinner.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This year, we're celebrating 15 years of Catholic Radio being on the air in Central Indiana. And we're inviting everybody to join us. By all means, if you're interested at all in joining us, it'll be at the what used to be the Knights of Columbus hall up at 71st and Keystone.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've changed the name, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the official name.
I can't either, but we know where it's at. It's a nice venue, too.
71st and Keystone. Just remember that, and you know, you'll see it. You
look
can't
for all
miss
the
it.
Catholic so, radios.
Yeah, look for the Catholic Radio bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, that's coming up August 27th, and it's going to be a great evening. We've got a silent auction. We've got a live auction going on. We're going to have Father Douglas Hunter, the pastor from St. Rock, and the chaplain for the Colts will be there speaking. And guests in the audience, we'll probably hear a little from them too, Archbishop Charles C. Thompson.
Yeah.
And Archbishop Doherty.
You just promoted him to Archbishop.
Oh, did I? Well, hey,
maybe that's prophetic here, Kent. Maybe he's going to be an archbishop somewhere. But
well, you never know. Never know. He does a great job with Lafayette, and we'd hate to lose him.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
You know, but you know, Bishop
Doherty. Right. So, thank you.
Okay, we've got a little bit of business out of the way now.
Yeah.
So let's get on to the content of the show.
Yeah. Well, we have another great show lined up for you, and one thing that I think is really awesome to do as a Catholic is at some point, every year or, you know, as often as you can, go to a conference. And today we're going to be talking about a really cool conference at Holy Rosary Parish. It's the annual women's conference. And we have two guests in the studio to talk about that, Mary Kathleen and Jerry Jacobs. They have been the conference organizers for a couple years now. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what's really interesting... These people are just, we're just in rare form today. I think maybe I've had too much coffee and we're all jazzed up. But you know what? Whenever you do something at Holy Rosary, it's just really awesome. That is just an awesome place. I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, every parish kind of has its own environment mm-hmm. and spirituality. But can you tell us a little bit about Holy Rosary? I mean, it just seems like there's something really neat going on there.
Well, the first time my husband and I, Jerry,
oh, I'm your husband for real?
Yes.
Just throw me in there.
She admits to it.
And they're going to hold me to it. The first time we went, I think it was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gone to our very first Latin Mass, and he and I both were slayed.
Wow.
I mean, the atmosphere, the beauty of the church, the smell of the incense, the altar service processing, it's just... totally awesome.
I mean, people may not know what the Latin Mass is, but what is it? I mean, can you tell us? Because there's so many people that are so far removed from that, because, you know, it went away, I mean, as like the regular mm-hmm. Mass in what, like the mid-60s or something like that?
Yeah, it was the Mass that was done all over the world.
Right, I mean, for forever.
Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen.
And it's basically... in Latin,
it
right?
is. It's the traditional Latin Mass.
And are there different things? I mean, more smells and bells, or what is it? Oh. More reverent? I mean, give us just a feel for that.
Yeah,
because
it's solemn. It's quiet. It smells good because of the incense, and the choir is like awesome. I mean, the Gregorian chant and the prayers and the chants.
Well, we have to understand that for 2,000 years, that's the way the Mass was done. So the Latin is a sacred language. So that's why...
language of the church.
It's the language of the church. So that's why people are going to disagree with me. But when we go to Latin Mass, you get more... your family gets more graces. You get more graces. The Novus Ordo is approved by the church, but it's in English. It's in Spanish. It's in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And so those languages aren't sacred. That's why, like, and this is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
I know two priests.
You're not just making this up,
no,
right?
I know two exorcists. I know two exorcists. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, when the if the Latin is a sacred language, when they exorcise, they do their prayers. It's mm-hmm. done in Latin. Why? Because the devil is a sacred language, and the demons, they are, it has more influence on them like that. That's the way it was done. And so that's why the Latin Mass is so very important. The church grows. Your church, when you put a Latin Mass in your parish, I guarantee you it will start to grow. The kids, the parents will bring their kids. All these people will start coming and visiting your parish. It will just start to bloom.
And I think that's kind of what happened at Holy Rosary. We're talking.
We were dying.
Yeah. And well, we're talking with Mary Kathleen and Jerry Jacobs, and we're going to be talking here about the Catholic Women's Conference that they're hosting coming up here. But I did have to bring up the Latin Mass, because it does seem like that has, or you brought it up, and I think that is something that has really invigorated that parish and has really drawn a lot of really authentically holy Catholic people. I was pretty impressed when I've been there. Just,
yeah. And it helped our family a lot. It has really brought our family closer to God.
That's awesome. So now, tell us, the Women's Conference is when?
September 20th through the 21st. That's Friday, September 20th, and Saturday, September 21st.
Okay, now tell us what the theme is. It's the theme for every year, and it's a good theme.
Yes, it's Our Lady, Essence of Woman, Catholic Women's Conference.
And there's a lot that can be brought out in that. What does that mean exactly? I mean, obviously we want to emulate the Blessed Mother, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is that who we're all, in a sense, striving to be, or is she our model?
I believe she is our model, yes. And that's who is what we are, what we should be trying to be.
And, okay, so I want to ask you this. You have the Women's Conference and you have the Men's Conference. And I'm really curious, why two separate conferences? Why is there, why did you sense a need for just a women's conference or just a men's conference? It looks like Jerry's going to answer that one. He's winding up for the answer there.
Because men and women in the Catholic way traditionally aren't really together, or shouldn't be.
Or spirituality is different.
Our spirituality is different, so we really shouldn't be together like that. And when you go
we're
to
complementarity,
right?
We're complementary, but we are unique, and we have different roles and different needs. Is that a fair statement?
Yep. Yeah. And so it's like one flesh. When you come together as man and wife, it creates a perfect being. Mm-hmm. So, but separately, each one has their flaws, has their needs, and the things that they need. And it's evident when the women's conference, the men's conference, like if you're at the men's conference and there's women in the room, men will be quiet. If you're at the women's conference and if you're at the man's conference and there's women in the room, the men will be quiet, and vice versa for the women.
Yeah, there is a certain freedom that mm-hmm. when you're all women, you can speak more openly, and when you're all men, you can speak more openly. When
yes.
you get another the opposite sex there, I don't know why this is. This just is. You feel differently. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even if you're not talking about anything.
Right.
You could be talking about baking pies and a man who like.
Yeah, it's just a certain comfort level. So I think that's really great. And I know that you do hone in on specific areas for women to grow in and men to grow in. I want to ask, what exactly are you guys going to be doing this year? Like, do you have speakers lined up yet? I mean, are there any speakers you can talk about at this point? Or I know we're kind of still early on.
Yes, we have Father Tom Morrow. He's from Maryland, and he's written several books. He's written a book called Sinful Anger, Christian Dating in the Godless World, Amazing Saints, and Achieving Chastity in a Pornographic World.
Wow, he's got some great books. How did you find him, and what is he going to be talking about?
Well, Jerry found him.
Jerry, you found him?
Well, he's on the Catholic Speakers Bureau.
Oh, that's right, he's on the Catholic Speakers Bureau.
Okay.
That's right.
Because, well, what happened is we had to start going to the Bureau, because at first we were just trying to get regular priests.
Local people, right?
Local
people.
And priests, like, well, no, we got kind of like a shortage, so priests are really, really busy.
Yeah.
So I had to start going and pay the big money. Mm-hmm. Go to the Speakers Bureau.
Yeah.
But basically, he, you know, we found him, and he's going to speak on the Blessed Mother, how women can be like the Blessed Mother, how to model their life after her. And then he's going to speak on the chastity to help women understand chastity and why and like you said, pornographic, you know, the pornographic world. And it's everything that young women and middle age and older women should know, because you have to teach your younger daughters and be able to teach your sons and stuff.
And that actually, since you brought that up, I want to talk some more about other speakers, but since you brought it up about the ages, I mean, who is the conference open to in terms of ages of women?
It's open to if your daughter can.
Mary Kathleen was gonna answer that one.
No, that's fine. You go.
I'm just razzing you, Jerry.
That's kind of like the technical part. So I'm kind of like the technical.
You're the technical.
So I can answer that.
Okay,
I didn't know if she.
All right, no. But you couldn't see that she was winding up for that answer.
It's cool.
But basically, if your daughter can sit there and behave, they can come.
Okay.
That's kind of like the you know. Other than that, every woman's welcome, because it's going to speak. You know how the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
It speaks to every person in that room in its way.
Right.
So it doesn't matter the age of the person. I think it's good to bring your kid, your child, your daughter, if she can sit there, because you never know what that'll get her used to going to. Oh, mommy's at the retreat, so when I get older, I should be going to a retreat. You know how traditions start.
Yeah, and I think it's I think we did see there have been mother daughters that are there. It seemed mm-hmm. like I saw a lot of that, and mm-hmm. also with the men's conference, fathers and sons. Although mm-hmm. it's not necessarily billed as that, that's just kind of what you know happened. I saw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what about another speaker? So you got Father Tom Morrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. That sounds like he's going to be really interesting.
He is, and we have Deacon Brad Anderson. He is from St. Mary's in Greensburg, and I think he's giving a talk on St. Joseph.
Interesting.
And so and so when I talked to him, he was like, Jerry, I already know I want to do. I was like, okay. He said, I'm talking to women, but I want them to understand the relevance of Saint Joseph in their life and how that can help them because of all the issues in the world, how them in conjunction with the Blessed Mother can help them women understand their roles and what, you know, what to have to make their families happier and those kind of things. And so in conjunction with Father Tom speaking on the Blessed Mother and then him talking about Saint Joseph, bam.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get some more details about how you can register and what's the lineup for the day when we come back for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Are you overwhelmed? Is the responsibility of job, career, motherhood, wife starting to weigh on you? Allow the Our Lady, Essence of Woman Catholic Women's Conference, help you gain perspective on Saturday, September 21st at Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary Catholic Church from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Christ a chance to show you how much happier and fulfilled you can be if you allow Him full access to your life, mind, and soul. Registration is available at holyrosaryconferences.org.
Here is your special invitation to our annual dinner. It's coming right up on Tuesday, August 27th. It'll be at the Northside Events and Social Club, formerly the Knights of Columbus Hall, near 71st and Keystone. It begins with a reception and silent auction at 6 p.m., then dinner at 7. There'll be a live auction with some really special items. If you have new items that you'd like to donate to either the silent auction or the live auction, please let us know right away. Father Douglas Hunter, pastor of St. Rock Parish and chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts, will be the speaker. It'll be a fun event, and it will raise some funds that are critical to keeping Catholic radio on the air in this area. Tickets are $65 per person, or you can round up some friends and save some money with a table for eight for just $450. Tickets are available right now online at Catholic Radio Indy or by calling 317-870-8400. And special thanks to Franciscan Health for their help in underwriting the cost of this year's event.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Kent Blanford is in the studio with me, as well as our guests, Mary Kathleen and Jerry Jacobs Jr. They are from Holy Rosary Parish, a married couple that are always seem to be doing some kind of ministry together. And one thing that they have been doing for the last couple years is they have been hosting a conference at Holy Rosary, and there is one coming up. It's a women's conference, September 20th and 21st. So, in fact, while I'm there, I'll just go ahead and give you the webpage of where you can register, and that's www.holyrosaryconferences.org. So you can go there and get more information. I wanted to get that out there. So I want to start back talking about, there's something that goes on Friday night at these retreats that's a little different than other retreats, and it's like what the panel of five or something like that. Talk about that. What is that? And they're nodding to each other. Okay, so one of them we're gonna somebody answer that question.
Okay. Well, Friday evening we have the Friday night five panel.
Okay.
And what it is five priests will be there to answer questions. So it's a
free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. It's hard to get a panel of one priest, right? Well,
yeah.
You have five that the women can throw them questions, and they answer and give resources and all those good things.
And what's neat about that, I've been to that a couple times, is that each of the priests will introduce themselves so that the people that are there can know who they are. And then really for like at least an hour or even longer, maybe even went 2 hours, just basically open mic question about anything. You know, people asked about the priest scandal, people asked about everything. There's it's just what to do with your kids, just any question. And,
yeah.
And I'm telling you, you know, it's, I mean, when do you get that opportunity
to
get?
Well, it's a gift.
It is really a gift.
It's a gift.
And I'm just curious if you've gotten feedback on that, because I think that's something I've not really seen that done very many places, and I've seen a lot of retreats and conferences. Do you get much feedback on that, or?
Well, the feedback.
The guys do it too. The guys
yes.
do it too for theirs.
The feedback is usually the people that are there, because that's when they're asking questions and they're excited. That's the feedback you need. That's really all you need.
It goes on for a long time.
And you look like it's over, and it's like, man, we got to hurry up. And they're still going at the priest. And the priests like it too, because that's a chance for them to talk to. Look, priests love doing, when they can do it, they love doing conference and stuff. They really do. Because they get to get out from the parish, they get to get out from in front of the pulpit, and they get to come out and speak with us and really help us in ways that they can't help us. And they can speak more frank at conferences. They can answer questions more frank without... more freely.
Well, it truly becomes a conversation instead of a homily.
Yeah.
it's kind of a small group. I'd say, you know, 25, 30, maybe up to 50 total max in those rooms, you know,
I'm up to almost 100 at the men, and almost like the women were
Friday's different.
Well, Friday was a lot. It was like a lot in there. It had to be 70.
Okay, wow.
It was a lot.
But it's nice that people have that opportunity to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. And then what else happens Friday after that? We're kind of going through the lineup
I'm going to say this, and then Mary can do the rest. But
no, you go ahead.
I was just trying to get a silent mass. Because what happens is after the Friday Night Five panel, then we go into silent retreat mode.
Mm-hmm.
So which means we're not talking, we're in reflection, we have prayer times in the sanctuary. So to start that off, I thought it would be great to have Father McCarthy do a silent mass.
And what's that?
Well,
I've never heard of that.
I know. Well,
it's the bomb is what it is.
I accidentally ended up in a silent mass and didn't know it. So I was there at Holy Rosary, and there was a priest I didn't know. And there are people in there, not a lot, just a small crowd. And he's doing the motions and things, and I'm just like following along, and we're standing up, and we're kneeling, and we're sitting. It's just happening. And you go
so is he doing all the prayers silently? Okay,
yes,
got it.
All the prayers are silent.
So it's still a mass.
It's still a mass. No, he didn't give us a homily,
mm-hmm.
but it was It was the most awesomest thing ever.
Wow.
We received communion. I mean, you just have to experience it. That's the only way I can describe.
So you're thinking about maybe seeing if you guys can do that, or is that on
right
deck?
To start the retreat.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
Silent retreat.
So after the five.
Yes.
Panel. Right. And so that will start the silent mass, and then after that, then we go into, everybody can go out and reflect. They can walk around the church grounds. They can speak with each other. You know, we go into, not really, I'm sorry, not speak, that's Saturday. Not speak with each other, but prayer and reflection. Then we have, like, we do litanies at like 10 and like 9:30, 10. We have these prayer segments. So everybody come into the church and we're silent, and the person up there is leading the prayer. And so it's really a time of, it's not that long. It's only like from, like, say 7 o'clock to like 11. Mm-hmm. The whole
and people,
thing.
And sometimes people need to leave early.
And you know so what? That's the good thing about it. They come and go and however they want. And it's really good.
And another thing I want to mention is that this is not, people just, they come Friday and then they go home, sleep at their own house. And then they come home. That's a valid question. Like, where are we sleeping? Because, you know, are we sleeping on the floor of the Holy Rosary, or what are we doing? We're not. You're going home and then you come back the next day. And some people just come for Saturday, right?
Yes, right.
So give us the lineup for Saturday. What can people expect? It's what? It's at 8 or 9 in the morning?
8.
8 to 4? Something
to 4:30.
Like that? To 4:30. Okay, so mm-hmm. What happens? You get the speakers. What else happens that day?
We have Mass and Rosary. No. That's the wrong order.
Rosary.
Then the first talk. Then Mass. Then lunch. And then the second and third talk. So Father Morrow will give two talks.
Okay.
And Deacon Brad will give one talk. So Father Morrow will speak first. Then we'll have Mass and lunch. And then Deacon Brad will have his talk. And then Father Morrow's last talk.
Okay. So what's the cost? And then how do people register? And also, I want to find out about the food. Because your food's always, I mean, honestly, your food's been good every year.
She's Jared, in charge of the food.
Do you know what the food is this year?
Well, I'm thinking we're going to have, now I can't think of the name of it, City Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. The guys had that a couple years ago, and that was the first time I ever had City Barbecue.
It's delicious.
And I went and bought the sauce. It was so good. Like, I. So, Jerry, you.
So, we're going to have confession and spiritual direction on Friday night and Saturday.
Oh,
all
good.
Saturday. So when you come, if you have spiritual, like if you're being attacked, you know how it is. We all get attacked by the evil one, and you want to speak with one of the priests about that. You can do. You can sign up to speak for that. Confession will be all day long at certain times. Well, you know, throughout the conference, when the speaker's speaking, you know, then we have confessions and stuff.
I think it's really good that you kind of separate that out, because a lot of times people need to go to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, but they might want to talk a little bit longer, but, you know, Father honestly has a line, and you know, you want to get people into the sacrament and out, not to rush mm-hmm. people. But spiritual direction is a little separate, where you've gone to the sacrament of reconciliation, but now you want to really talk a little bit more in depth about something that would really not necessarily happen during mm-hmm. the sacrament of reconciliation. It certainly could, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's better to kind of have a special time and separate time. And that's, you don't usually see that at a retreat either, where you have a priest available for spiritual direction. What is spiritual direction? Maybe just what exactly, what are they getting when they go in there? Basically, they're going in there asking questions, right? About a situation,
about
maybe
their prayer life or family life, and just get a little deeper into the things that you may be in conflict with.
Even why, you know, when I just went to confess something, why did I do that? I mean, what's causing me to do that? You know, it's more of the why, and to get more into it.
And what do I need to do to kind of get better on that?
Which
you know?
You can do that in confession too.
Sure.
But like you said, sometimes you're there and there's 20 people in line. You
kind of you feel like you need to just get your sins off and get out of there, you know? And,
yeah, spiritual direction is a little longer. It's expected to be a little longer than confession.
Yeah, it's not so much what I've done wrong, it's what can I do right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, and the steps I can take to so that it doesn't happen again, and that kind of deal.
So we got what, Kent, like 3 minutes? 4 minutes. Okay, so give me the cost. What, like, is the cost been set? Okay.
Yes, usually like the regular tickets, $60. Oh, you go ahead. Oh, I can go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead. So this is another technical thing. The cost is usually like $60, but the early bird is like $50.
Okay.
And then if you come and walk up to the door or the day of, it's like $65.
Okay, so that's another good thing that you brought up, that if, you know, because sometimes people don't hear about stuff, you know, this is about a month out from, you know, when this mm-hmm. is happening, so people mm-hmm. do have time. But maybe they hear about it last minute, they can still actually get in on the conference.
Yeah, we've had that happen.
But don't wait till the last minute.
Right, because you got to figure out the food and all that, too, you know. So it's better to register in advance. So that includes, that's like Friday night. Mm-hmm. You get lunch, right?
Well, Friday is like more like snacks and stuff, because it's like a sauna retreat.
But then you get lunch on Saturday. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, on Saturday, it's included. You get the lunch and everything. And you get like a little continental breakfast in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's also good, too.
Yeah, and what's unique about our conferences is that each speaker will give you a checklist of things to do so that you can continue on, you know, with what he talked about.
So check it out. I know we
got 2 minutes. Okay. You got 2 minutes.
This is short. So the way the speaker does is unlike a lot of conferences. So what happens is the speaker comes, they give their talk, which is like 45 minutes to an hour. Sometimes it might go a little over, but then there's two more phases. The next phase is there is a discussion phase. And then the discussion phase, the participants are at tables and they have notebooks and stuff. And they go through and they talk about and with amongst each other at their table what the speaker just talked about. The third phase is Q&A. So then when that's done, then everybody turns around, the speaker goes back up onto the thing, and they ask questions, and then he gives them a checklist of what he talked about, not what he talked about, but how to further
action items, right?
Action items, yes.
So it's really, really practical, and that's one thing I think that's really great. So if you can give the website again, the date for our listeners to get signed up. I got the website. It's www.holyrosaryconferences.org, mm-hmm. and it's Friday, September 20th, and Saturday, September 21st. So they need to come out, get registered, right?
Yes, register early. Okay. Register often.
And our guests today have been Mary Kathleen and Jerry Jacobs Jr. from Holy Rosary Parish, and we've been talking about the upcoming Holy Rosary Women's Conference. So we'll be seeing you there.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
You too. Bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.